Blog Talk Radio.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. So good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord, that bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain.
Yes, he has been good to us.
He's been good to me. More than this whole world. Are you could ever be? He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good.
Good evening, family.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. We welcome everybody to Women Speak Now. Amen. On this blessed Thursday night. I don't know about anybody. We should always be excited. Anytime when it comes down to the house of God or just fellowshipping, sharing the word of God, whatever God has given us for the people of God on tonight. Amen. So we're just excited and we just praise God for another blessed Thursday night that the Lord has set aside for you and me tonight. Amen. This is a night that the Lord has reserved for you and me on tonight. Amen. So we just want to give God some praise and give God some glory, give God some honor. We just want to Shabbat God, and the highest praise is hallelujah. So we're going to go into a quick prayer, jump right into the word of God on tonight. Amen. So we want to see what else the Father has in store for his children on tonight. We just come to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence tonight, sitting to the voice of God. Father God, we come to tell the Lord thank you once again that you allow your men of God, women of God, to come together. And God, we come for no other reason to Shabbat you. We come to give you praise. We come to give you glory. We come to give you honor. We reference you tonight. Realize, God, hallelujah, that your name is a strong tower. You said the righteous can run in and be saved. So, Father, we thank you right now that you Alpha Omega. You are the beginning to the end. You said in your word, oh, God, that you will never leave us, nor will you forsake them. So, Father God, we thank you right now. We ask you to cover everybody on this line tonight, God, that we come to receive. We come to be partake of the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come to allow the word to download us. We come to allow this word to search us and see what we aired on tonight. So, Father God, we do give you praise. We do give you glory. We give you honor. We reference you tonight. Your name is a strong tower. Hallelujah. The righteous can run in and be saved. So we thank you, Father God, again. And, Lord, we just want to tell the Lord thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, it just wouldn't be enough. We shall bark your name. Hallelujah. Lord, the song said, praise is what we do. And, Lord, I hear the song say, I won't complain. We can't complain tonight because we are blessed beyond blessed. Why we say that? Because God allowed you and me to be here on tonight. So we come for no other reason but the Shabbat, God. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We honor you tonight. We reference you tonight. Hallelujah. Your name is greatly. Your name is greatly to be praised on tonight. Lord, I bless your name and I praise you. And I do give you glory. I do give you honor. I reference you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, when I think about just your name alone is so powerful. It stands out tonight. So, Lord, I thank you again. Lord, I bless your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. As I began just to seek God on a couple of weeks ago, and I already tried to get myself, you know, ready for whatever the Father has to give to his peoples on tonight. Amen. So as I was saying, God, what shall you have me just to encourage the body of Christ on tonight? The Father say, I just want you to speak on praise and worship, and I want you to just littlefy about why we should praise God, why we should worship God, why we should honor God, why we should bless God. And I said, wow, okay, God, you know, that's a good thing. So as I was just, you know, seeking God and fasting on these 3 days, amen, God got me fasting more than ever. And I ain't questioning the Lord. I'm just going with the flow, amen, somebody. So it's that if we owe God a praise because, that's a good thing right there, because he has been so good to me, you, how good God has been to you and me. Think about the miracles, the healing, the deliverance, how he have gave you and me grace and mercy. Oh, my God, right there. We think about grace and mercy. Come on, somebody. The things that we did, things that we said, the things we planned and we plot against our sisters and brothers. Come on, Yes, sisters and brothers. Anybody cries. We know we don't plan to plot. How are we going to get even? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? Even though we don't supposed to think like that, but we're going to be real, right? Amen. So God said he gave us grace and mercy. Grace is cover us when we should have got more punishment. We should have got more discipline. We should have got more chastisement. Come on, somebody. But God said he gave us grace and his mercy. It cover us when we should have not made it out. Oh, my God. We should have not made it out of some things, circumstance with some people. Come on, somebody. Situation, back up against the wall. But God said, I gave you grace and mercy to cause you to be escaped from who? Out of the hand of the enemy. That's good, right? I'm going to say amen on my own self. God, grace and mercy, how we have escaped from who? From the hand of the enemy, you and me, knowing it was nothing but the divine favor of God on your life and my life. God said he kept us right doing praise and worship. Even when we went through, come on somebody, in the book of Psalms, I wouldn't have fainted unless I saw what? Some goodness in that land. Come on somebody, we almost like to not guilty and say, I almost fainted. I almost got ready to throw the towel in. Come on somebody. But God sent a word and say, hold on. Come on, hold on. Change is going to come. Hold on. Don't give up. Don't give. Don't throw in the towel. Then God said he had to send a not word, a quick word, because some of us, we want to have fainted unless we saw some what? Goodness in the land. Come on, somebody. So tonight, we're talking about why should I praise God? Why should I worship God? Why should I bless God? Why should I Shabbat God? Because God said, guess what? You do him a praise. You do him a worship. You do him a hallelujah. That's why you got to learn how to get your own praise. things. Come on, somebody. You better learn how to help your own. Hallelujah. You better learn how to help your own. Amen. Come on, somebody. You better learn how to be your best cheerleader. Come on, somebody. You better learn how to be your best promote. Come on. I'm going to promote my own self in the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody. So that's why God said tonight, tell my people they owe me a praise. They owe me a worship. Come on, somebody. Come on. Tonight on this line, we all guilty when sometimes we had different spirit, dysfunctional spirit, try to attack our mind. Come on. Attack our body. Attack us on all kind of ways and forms. Let me tell you something. That's why it's so important that you better learn how to pray and fast and seek God. You better learn how to lay before God in prayer. You better learn how to call on the name of Jesus. You better learn how to rebuke every dysfunctional spirit that try to come attack your body. Come on. The greater anointing on our life, the greater uptight's going to be on our lives. That's why in the book of Isaiah, so your warfare has been accomplished. You got to go through to come out. Come on, somebody. Where there's no test, there is no testimony. Amen, somebody. Amen. He said, but it was nothing but the divine favor of God on your life and my life. Kept right on doing great and mighty things for you and me. Why? Because we learn how to praise God. We learn how to worship God. We learn how to give him a Shabbat, God. We learn how to give him a hallelujah. The song said hallelujah anyhow. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care if ain't nothing moving. If God ain't speaking, I'm still going to praise and worship God. Because sometimes God said he'll lie silent. Sometimes God said, I ain't going to speak, ain't going to say nothing, because he said, even in your silence, can you see a praise me? Oh, my God, hallelujah. Even when God is not speaking, can you trust the process tonight? The Father says, when his daughter got inside, come on, somebody, ain't no sun shining, come on, somebody. He said, when the wind is blowing, he said, can you see and trust me tonight? Know that I am your Jehovah Jireh. I am your El Shaddai. Come on, somebody. He said, I am your provider. I'm the Prince of Peace, my God. All you got to say, peace be still. You got to learn how to speak to your own mind, speak to your spirit, speak to your heart. And one thing I learned in this season, don't allow your feelings, your emotion to get involved. Anything you're going through, what you're facing, you got to get rid of your feelings, your emotion, because you know what? Because it'll seem like things are worse. It is not worse. Come on, somebody. Because we're looking at our feeling, our emotion saying, oh, my God, this and this. And that, don't go by your feelings. Don't go by your emotion. You better go by what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. In this season, I'm killing my feelings. I'm killing my emotion. Lisa is dying. Come on, somebody. It's no longer Lisa, but it's the God in me. Come on, the Bible saying her lesson. I see going to the ground and dying. It cannot go for my harvest. Come on, somebody. How can you expect to get a harvest when you ain't plant no good seed? You ain't put no seed in the ground. You just can't put it in any kind of ground. Come on. You got to put it on fruitful ground. My God. The ground got to be fruitful. The ground got to be multiplied. You got to put the seed into the ground. You cover the seed with the seed. Come on, with the fertilizer. Come on, somebody. And you got to, even now and then, you got to put a little water on that seed. Come on. Make sure that seed is put in some good ground, because that sun come down, that sun is the bottom of. So you better make sure your seed has been put in some good ground. My God. The Bible said one plant, God get an increase. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What have you plant your seed in? Have you went back and look at your seed? Come on, somebody. It's your seed that's producing. Ooh, hallelujah. Every time you plant a seed, you better name your seed. You better put a praise on it, put a worship on it. Come on. You got decree and declare. When you put your seed into some good soil, you already know that you're going to return a blessing. Come on. Much is given, much is required. Hallelujah. That's why we got to learn how to praise God. When you're going through, praise and worship what I do. Come on, somebody. When I'm tired in my body, when I just get into the presence of the Most High God, I begin to feel my strength come up my dead. Ah, my God. The more I call on the name of Jesus, the more I'm going to feel. Come on, somebody. Why do you say that tonight? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy is my strength tonight. The Bible said, my strength lies among the saints of God. Now, if you go around somebody, you tired, you drain, you just ain't feeling it. Come on. You just don't feel no connection. You get around an anointed person, has the oil on them. If they begin to praise God and worship God, guess what's going to happen? You sit next to that person, the same praise is going to jump a dim on you. And all of a sudden, you're going to find yourself giving God some praise, giving God some glory, giving God some. Let me tell you something. The enemy want to silence your mouth and my mouth. You know why? Because the more we praise God, blessing. I heard the word of the Lord say, when praises go up, blessings shall come down. Ain't no praise going to go up. Ain't no blessing gonna come down if you ain't praising God. Come on, you got to learn how to shout by God. You got to learn how to give God a praise. He said never pray, but what a radical praise. What a praise to pray. Come on, well, I'm about to lose my mind. Come on, David said he danced before God. David began to dance out of his clothes. Now, we know we can't do that. People be thinking we don't lost, though. Come on, somebody. They'll be thinking that we have. We on drugs, so we know we can't do like David did. David danced before God. He praised God so much. He praised God out of his clothes. Come on, somebody. So if David said, I cried out to the Lord, ah, my God, I sought the Lord. He heard me, delivered me out. I went through. What you need tonight is in your praise, my God. It's in your praise. Hallelujah. It's in your worship. Woo. Learn how to create your own praise. Learn how to create your own worship. Learn how to set your own atmosphere. My God, when I go down before the Lord in prayer, I always go up in a praise and a worship, and I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless your name. Let me tell you something. When you enter into a praise and worship, you're going to feel the fire. You're going to feel the glory. You're going to feel the Spirit of the Lord going to come in, because he said he inhabited the praises of his people. Ooh, hallelujah. I feel the power of God on tonight. Come on, somebody. The faith of God on your life, my life. God keep right on doing great and mighty things for you and me. God is so faithful. Now, God is faithful. Now, what about you and me? God is faithful. God going to keep his word. God going to do everything he said he going to do. But are we faithful to God? Ooh. Think about that. I'm going to put a pin right there. Now, God say he's faithful. So what you're saying tonight, woman of God, if God say he's going to do something for you and me, he's going to do it. See, God is a God. Don't lie. Whatever God say, I'm going to do it. But the key thing is tonight, are we in place? Are we in a position? Are we in right standing with God? Can we go before the Father tonight? And Father, you say, if I come before your presence tonight, ask anything in your name, and you say according to you, you will do it. Yes, he's going to do that. But the question is, where are you at? Are you in right standing? Are you in the right place and position? How have you been serving God? Have you been faithful? Have you been dedicated? Have you been committed? Have you been paying your tithes and your offering? Have you been sowing seeds? Uh-oh. All that tied in, God is so faithful. He said, yes, I am so faithful. But as tonight, the men and women of God on this line tonight, are they faithful? Uh-oh. Are you faithful to God? When the last time you sacrificed? When the last time you gave out of your heart, gave out of your needs, gave out of your desires, gave out of your wants? Let me tell you something. When I get my money, I pay my tithes off the top. Come on, I'm a seed sower. I sow seeds. I always seek and ask God, who should I bless? Come on, somebody. When God say release the seed to this person, I don't question it. I don't care if they got a Mercedes, BMW, Alexa, Jaguar. I'm not worried about what they got. I'm sowing what God say, because he said if you be faithful over a few things, then God say, I will make you a ruler over many. See, some of us, we got to start complaining. Start complaining about what you don't have. Start thanking God what I'm going to have. Ooh, hallelujah. We are Abraham's seed. Abraham, a man of great faith. Come on. Abraham, step up. Abraham obeyed God. Abraham did what God told him to do. He didn't question God. He told Abraham, cut among your kindred. Go to a foreign country you know nothing about. What did Abraham do? He did it. How many of us tonight can say, God, you spoke to Abraham. God, you spoke to me. Oh, God, I spoke to someone tonight. We just have not obeyed. We have not did it. You know why? Because we in fear. Fear of what God is saying. You got to know when God is speaking, know when your own intellect, your own mind, know when the Spirit of God is speaking. He says, sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they ain't going to follow. A stranger, they ain't going to listen to. A stranger, they ain't going to obey. Ha! Hallelujah. Now, God is so faithful. He's so dedicated. Are we dedicated? Are we dedicated to God? Are we dedicated to God, Jesus? Are we dedicated to Lord? Because they are three same spirit. Tonight, are we dedicated? Oh, my God. Some of us, we not dedicated. You know why? We dedicate to something. I'm going to do this. God assigned me to this. It's many things God assigned me to. I didn't do it. Can I be real? I did not do it. It's Lisa. You know why I couldn't do it? Because I let my feelings, my emotions get in the way. God said, I assigned this person to you. I ain't doing it. Guess what happened? When we be disobedient to God, not to a man or woman that give us a word what God say, if we don't carry out the assignment, so what you saying? The Lord say, some of us tonight, we have abandoned the assignment. Why you say that? Because I did it. 2021, I told God, I ain't doing it. No. You know why I told God that? I was in my feelings, in my emotion, in my own. So guess what God did? Took me right back to the same assignment again. You know what he says? This time, are you going to complete the assignment? This time, are you going to abandon the assignment? This time, are you going to do it? Because he said, if you don't do it, you're going to cause your own blessing to be delayed. You will never get into the place I'm trying to take you to. I'm trying to elevate you. I'm trying to promote you. But he said, baby, it ain't going to happen. You know what? Because you abandoned the assignment. Ooh. Because I'm trying to help somebody tonight. I don't want you to have no miscarriage. I don't want you to have no premature baby. I don't want you to abort your assignment tonight. So the Lord said, tell my people tonight, don't abandon your assignment. If you ain't faithful, if you ain't dedicated to God, if you're not committed to God, you're not walking in obedience, what's going to happen? You're going to abandon the assignment. Hi, I did it and done it. I did it done. 2021. God told me to do something. I didn't do it. Again, you know why I didn't do it? I was in my feelings, my emotion. It's all about what Prophet Lisa want to do. I ain't doing it. What about God chastised me? What about God took me right on back to that assignment? Now, he said, now, are you going to ban it again? You going to have another miscarriage? He said, miscarriage you got to keep having. Oh, my God. How many babies you going to avoid tonight? How many? How many assignments you going to keep avoiding? Come on, somebody. I don't know about you. I don't want to go back to the same test again. I don't want to go back to the same thing again. So this time, God, I do it. Okay, God, I do it. I do it, God. I do it, God. That's what I'm telling God. I do it, God. Lord, I repent now. I repent, God. Forgive me, Jesus. Oh, God, forgive me, God, for me being disobedient. Oh, walking in error. Walking in my own intellect, my own mind. Telling God what I ain't going to do. Ooh, you know what? That's dangerous, y'all. What? God could have cut me off. Can I be real, y'all? God could not give me grace and mercy. God could not have mercy on me. I cannot do this life tonight. Come on, somebody. What if God would have came down and snatched my life from me because I was disobedient? Let me tell you something, keepers of God. Don't abandon your assignment. Don't abort your assignment. See, what's going to happen is when you get back into a praise and a worship, you begin to set the atmosphere, God will bring it back to you, and God said, I'm going to give you another chance. Hallelujah. I don't know about you all. I'm carrying my baby to full term. Come on, somebody. I ain't going to have no miscarrying. I ain't going to have no premature baby. I ain't going to abandon the assignment, not no more. Because you know why? Trust in the Lord. Lean not to our own understanding. All your way, if you acknowledge him, he will direct your path. Come on, somebody. St. Matthew 6:33. But seek you first the kingdom of God. All the righteous things shall be, will be added unto you. See, this is how we're going to bear an assignment. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to our own understanding. But seek first the kingdom. When I'm kingdom of God, I'm praising. I'm worship God. I'm giving him glory. I'm giving him honor. I'm magnifying the Lord because all he's done for me, I look back over my life, how God has spared me, my children, my family. I look back over my life out of seven sisters and three brothers, how God has kept me from sickness, come on, infirmity, all my other family taking all kind of medication. I'm looking back over my life now and say, God, it could have been me. Woo! Even when I was disobedient, y'all, come on, somebody. When I ain't always obey God, when I always cross every I, dot every T, when I ain't always obey, when I ain't always submit myself to God and to leadership, what if God would have snatched you and me? What if God would not gave us grace and mercy? Think about that. That's why tonight we owe God a praise. We owe God a worship. Don't you like anything? We are our biggest hindrance. We are our biggest enemy. You know why? Because we allow small things to get us off course, out of place, out of position. Come on. We got to be careful with the small thing. The small foxes, it's gonna spoil everything for them. We got to watch the small thing. That's why it's so important that we fast and pray and see God. Lay before God. Come on, these kind come through much faster than prayer. I fast 3 days. Nothing to eat but a little coffee and a little juice. I was desperate to get in a place where God won't be there. Be today, 4 o'clock, nothing but a coffee and water. You know what? I was desperate. God, I need something from you. I need more of you, Jesus. I need more of your spirit. I need more love. I need more of you in me. So you say it's going to take me fasting and praying and seeking the face of God and giving up stuff. Come on. Hallelujah. The more we fast and pray, you want more awe, you want more grace, you want more mercy, it's going to cost you a great sacrifice. Guess what? It's going to be worth it. All we have to do is stay faithful, submit, dedicate to God. He will do his part. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift up a standard for you and me. He will make a way for you and me to escape. Uh-oh. Now, he said he'll make the way for us to escape. My question tonight, do you want to escape? Going through the same old thing. Some of us like taking the same test over and over again. I don't know about you all. I told God 2022, Lord, I don't want to keep taking the same test over. I don't want to keep allowing the enemy to overtrump me. I allow the enemy to defeat me. We allow the enemy to defeat us. You know what? We give him too much praise. We give him too much credit. Stop saying the enemy's doing. The enemy can't do no more. Check this out. He got to go to the Father and get permission to attack you, attack me, to bother us. And God will say, go ahead. You know why God tell the enemy to go ahead? Because he knows some of us out of your place, out of your position. You ain't fast. You ain't pray. You ain't see God. You ain't read your word. So he said, go ahead and attack them. Because I told him to fast. I told him to pray. Told them to read their word of God. They're disobedient. So he said, go ahead. Go ahead and attack them. So when the enemy comes to flood, God said, I will lift up a standard for you in me. Come on, somebody. He said he sat at the right hands of the Father, making intercession for you and me. That's why I don't understand that people say I ain't sleep at all last night. Why? God said he neither sleep nor slumber. So God said you supposed to be able to sleep, because I'm up all night long watching over you. Ha ha. Reason why we can't sleep. We go to bed with all the stuff on our mind. Everything happens for morning, noon, dinner, supper, bedtime. We carry it right in the bed with us. And that's why we can't sleep. Now, I hear the word of God say, when my heart is overwhelmed, he will lead me to a rock that's higher than I. Who is that rock? Jesus Christ. Come on. He said, cast every care upon him because he cares for you. I believe in Psalms, John 14 and 1 say, let your heart be troubled. Why you can't sleep? Too much junk in your mind. You got to release it. You better let it go. Come on, somebody. When you go to bed at nighttime, you should be carrying nothing you don't went through. So he said, cast every care upon me. He said, learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. So why are we going to bed and we can't sleep? Too much junk in your mind. Too much garbage. Too much dysfunctional spirit. Let it go. Okay, the tenant bride say, I think I better let it go. TKO. I'm sorry, y'all. I just had to put that in there. Amen, somebody. Okay, here we go. Do his part. When the enemy come in like a flood, God will lift up a banner for you and me. He will make a way for you and me to escape. Hold on. Uh-oh. Tell somebody, hold on. Your change is going to come. Just keep the faith. Mm-mm-mm. Just keep the faith. That's all Jesus said tonight. Just keep the faith, daughter. Keep the faith, son. He said, your change is going to come. Keep the faith. Even when God is not saying anything, we have to still trust the process. So you may tell me, Prophet Lisa, when Jesus was not speaking to me, he ain't answering me, he ain't saying nothing, what am I supposed to do? Stand still. When Jesus is not release, direction, instruction, deal, know that I am God. Besides me, there is no other. I have learned this. I learned this. When Jesus is not speaking to me, not yet, you know why? It ain't time. Sometimes Jesus allow us, Jesus will get silence on us. Because he want to see if we're going to stay faith and dedicated, if we're going to stay committed to praying and fasting and seeking God. See, God say, if you seek me, you shall find. If you knock, the door shall be open. You got to seek God. You got to knock on the door of God's heart. God, here I am again. Jesus, I came to you. May the 18th. You ain't said nothing. Here I am again, Jesus. May the 19th. Jesus might say, it ain't time. Before he say, wait till the 21st, 22nd. So in the meantime, are you going to trust the process? Are you going to jump ship? Are you going to go ahead, move to the left, move to the right, move to the front, move to the back? When Jesus is not speaking, you don't need to move. You don't make no phone call. I don't know why. I been keep coming to God. I keep seeking God. He ain't answer. So what? Keep on seeking God. Keep going to him. He going to see, are you faithful? Are you dedicated? Are you committed? He said, I'm going to see how desperate do you want me to give you your answer. People, we got to do desperate things. Amen, somebody. Just keep the faith. Even when God is not saying anything, we have to still trust the process. When I look over my life and I realize how good God has been to me. He's a way maker. He is a keeper. Uh-oh. There is nothing too hard for God. Whatever we need is in our praise and worship. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise you. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my strength, my shield. Uh-oh. Now, the Lord is my strength. He just said, now time about your pastor, your sister, your brother, your cousin, auntie. The Lord is my strength. He is. God says, when you weep, I am strong. Let the poor say that I'm rich. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Uh-oh, what is a shield? He's going to protect you from the hand of the enemy. That's why it's so important, people, for God. We put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6 and 10. Put on the whole army of God. You might be able to stand against your enemy. The heaven of salvation on. That's going to protect your mind. The shield, the buckler. Gird up your lion with truth. You got to have on the whole armor of God every day. Every night. Dress for battle. Because if you got a whole armor of God, then guess what? You don't know what you're going to face. That's why he say, put on. So what you're saying? God not saying you already got it on. He said, put on the whole armor of God. So tonight, have you put your whole armor of God on this morning? Think about it. Every day, put on the whole armor of God. Hold on, God. Hold on. Let's step back. He's bringing 6 and 10. Put on the whole armor of God. Oh, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I put on the whole armor of God on. I don't know what I'm going to face. I don't know what I got to go through, but I got the shield. I got the heaven of salvation on. I got the breastplate of righteousness on. I'm girded up lying with truth. Ooh, so now I'm ready for this battle. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord is the strength, my shield, and my heart trusts in him. And I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoicing, T-H. I'm continuing to rejoice in my God. I'm continuing rejoicing in my Jesus. I'm continuing to rejoice in my Lord because he has done great and mighty things for me. And with my song would I praise him. To you, O God, my Father, I give thanks and praise, for you have given me wisdom. Tonight we need wisdom. We need to be more wiser. Can I help you tonight? Wisdom, prize at the gate. God, make me more wiser. 2022, God, make me more wiser, God. I won't think the wrong thing. I won't let my emotions, I won't let my feelings cost me to think something it ain't even there. Come on, somebody. Me wisdom, power. Even now, you have made known to me tonight, the Father said. Psalms 96, to all sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord a new song unto him. The Lord, all the earth, sing unto him. The Lord bless his name. Show forth his praises. I know y'all was saying she ain't gonna get to no scripture. Sometimes the Lord don't want to get no scripture. So tell the Lord just want to do praise and worship. Come on. But since I know some people tonight say, I need a scripture. Okay, I got a word for you. I know some people wait I got to have a word, baby. I don't give you all the word from the beginning to now. But just in case, I'm going to go ahead and give you a scripture. Come on, somebody. And Hebrews the 13th chapter. Hebrews 13th chapter. And we're going to go read verse 15 and 16. Hebrews 13, 15 and 16. But before I go there, let me just give you quick three type of praise. A personal praise. Uh-oh. Now, what's a personal praise? Can't nobody tell you how to praise God? Can't nobody tell you how to show about God? Can't nobody tell you how to dance? Can't nobody tell you how to clap your hand? Can't nobody tell you God say run around church three times? Can't nobody tell you God can turn around 3-7 times? Your personal praise is between you and God. Come on, somebody. And if I got to tell you to raise your hand, clap your hand, come on, somebody. And if I got to tell you to say hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Your personal praise is between you and God. People's killed me trying to tell people, everybody I'll just lift your hand. Everybody I'll say glory. That's all good. But what if God tell me to say hallelujah? What if God tell me to say thank you, Jesus? Whatever. I praise God. It's my personal praise. It's for me and God. If it's coming from my heart, the pure heart, that's all that matters. praise. Ooh, what an effort. I'm going to push beyond my feelings. Push beyond how I feel tonight. Push beyond my tiredness. Push beyond how I ain't feeling it. It ain't about how you feeling. When you connect to the kingdom of God, baby, you're going to feel the effect. The effect, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Come on, somebody. We should be feel the effect of somebody else praise and worship. When you enter into a great house of God, push worship going forward, guess what? It's going to be a effect. Boom. It's going to hit you. You ain't got no choice but to connect. Because you're going to say, oh, my God, I feel the power of God. Now, praise and behavior. Praise and behavior. Now, we already know some, but we can't get too out of place. Come on, somebody. You ain't going to get so praising God that you lose your behavior. I'm about to take off my top. No, baby. Uh-uh. He said, praise and behavior. You got to know how to praise God without getting in your flesh, without your emotion. Now, we understand if you get hot, you got to jacket on. As long as you ain't got too much stuff hanging out, take your jacket off. Come on, somebody. Now, I don't know about you all, but if I go to the house of God, I'm going to look in the mirror. I'm going to check my top, check my skirt. Now, if I know if I got too much right here in the front, I'm going to get me some pen. I'll put me another top on. I'm going to change my clothes. For the Holy Ghost will convict me and say, Lisa, you got too much showing, baby. Come on. See, Holy Ghost, it will check us. But some of it check us, but we still going anyway. See, you got to know how to be your behavior. The Holy Ghost said it'll lead and guide you to all truth. We supposed to dress modestly. Uh-oh. You don't want your dress to show it. I'm saying these people, these women, I'm going to talk about it tonight. Some of us preaching the pulpit, got them short skirts on. You got to go get a prayer cloth put over you. Now, you know good well, if you in the pulpit, you should have no short skirt on. Let's be real. Come on. Now, ain't no sense you in the pulpit preaching, you got a short skirt on like something for your kid and your daughter. Now, the Holy Ghost said dress modest. Now, the Holy Ghost was quickly and told you, take that skirt off. Matter of fact, you need to get rid of it. It's too short. I don't wear a skirt come up above my knees. I wear a skirt touching my knees. Come on, somebody. I ain't trying to show nobody nothing. Come on. People, for some of us women of God, we're trying to show stuff out to the men, and the men can't get into the service because you got that short skirt on, and some of them want to sit there and try to tip the man across your leg. Come on. Why he said your praise and your behavior. Come on, talking about, ooh, y'all excuse me tonight. But no, baby, you and your flesh, your emotions. The Holy Ghost ain't told you to take off all that you got to take on. Come on. First of all, put on something comfortable. You know going to be hot outside? Put on you, so you know you sweat and turn, you have hot flashing. Put on you something that's going to be comfortable. That's the behavior. The Holy Ghost is intelligent. Come on. I don't understand no people talking about they got the Holy Ghost. I'm looking at them. What kind of Holy Ghost you got? First of all, that dress too short. That skirt too short. It's hurting you. You can't even move. You can't even move. Please, 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 please don't bend over. Don't do it. I don't understand. I don't know about you. When I go to the house of God, I don't wear tight stuff. I ain't wear it to work. I like to be loose. I don't know about nobody else. You know what? Because my praise and behavior. The Holy Ghost, it chastises me. It kept me quicker than a minute. Take that off. Now, that's a little too much showing. Come on. You got too much showing. Like I said, begin. I'm going to give me some pen. Give me some thread and needle. I'm going to sew it up. I'm going to take it off. I'll put a top up under that. Challenge it. It teaches all things. It'll quicken us. It talks to us. It chastises us. But some of us, what we do, we override the Holy Ghost. Come on. We don't want to be taught. We don't want to be being obedient. You know why? Because you're leading to your own understanding. And that's why some of us are shipwrecked. Come on, somebody. That's why you ain't got what you got, because you've been disobedient. Come on. If you want all the blessing of the Lord, what the Bible say? If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You can't be willing and not obedient. It don't work like that, baby. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. It works together. You be faithful, dedicated, committed unto God. He said, I will reward you open. Whoever you bless, you ain't got to advertise. I bless Pastor Terry, Pastor E. I bless Evangelist William. I bless Evangelist Virginia. You ain't got to advertise you there for nobody. Let spoil it. But some of us, we do things to be seen. We do things to be, people can notice it. When I bless somebody, you ain't got to tell it what I do for you. Now, God tell you to tell it, tell it. You know what I'm saying? I do stuff in secret for people. I don't want nobody to know everything I'm doing. I don't do stuff to be put up on a pedestal. Come on, somebody. What we do, God says, do in secret. God says he will open we water. We got to learn how to be quiet sometimes. And to see some of us, we got to know how to be, sleep it up. Amen. Okay, I'm almost done. Hebrews 13, 14, and 15 and 16. Hebrews 15 and 16. Amen. It said, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Uh-oh. So what kind of sacrifice praise to God that you're going to continue that it is fruit of the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, not to man, not to woman. He said, give thanks to his name. We should always thank God. Thank God. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ. God, you made a way for me. God, you did this. God, you did this. Come on, somebody. Even though we might be a part of it, but God say he get the glory. One thing I like Bishop Morton, he always say, the glory belongs to God. He'll say, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. That means somebody that don't even call my name. Just know, whatever done, God get the glory. God get the honor. God get the praise. But some of us, if we want to be seen by men and women, don't be a man pleaser. Don't be a woman pleaser. But be a God pleaser. Amen. Somebody, verse 16 say, but to do good and communication, forget not for which such sacrifice God is well pleased. Tonight, can God say, I'm well pleased with me? Start with me first. Uh-huh. Can I go for God right now, May the 19th? Right now, can I go before God right now, 8:51 my time? Can I go before God and say, God, are you well pleased with my sacrifice, with my praise, with my worship, with my obedience? Think about that. We should be able to go before God, ask God no question. Amen. I'm going to read verse 17, and I really am done. It said, obey them that have the ruler over you. Uh-oh. Ah. Ooh, that's good. I'm going to read this right here, but God said read it. Obey them that have the ruler over you. And submit yourself. Uh-oh. Son of a, I ain't submitting. I know what God told me. I'm going to do what God say. I ain't finna obey men. I ain't finna obey woman. Yeah, I know they my pastor. They my son. So I ain't doing it. See? Disobedient. See, when you submit yourself to leadership who over you, when God get ready to set us out, get our own ministry, our outreach ministry, whatever God's given them, if you have submitted yourself to that ministry, guess what? The pastor, the bishop, the apostle, it has to release you with blessing because he can say, you know, while you was here, you did submit yourself. But some of us, we are not going to submit. First of all, we won't even submit to God. Oh, my God. You might say, why'd you say that, Prophet Lisa? You know why I say that? Because God tells Tom for to fast. Pray. And we don't want to submit to fasting and praying. This week, I went to the fast on 3 days. I'm going to be real with y'all. I was now. I give God 2 days, 3 days. What? What would I anything? 3 or 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock? But the Lord said, I need you to fast this week. I didn't ask my I call him my daddy, my father. I didn't say why. I just want you to submit. See, we don't need to ask so many questions when God says just submit. But God said, do what I tell you to do. So some of us want to go back and ask God, why I got to do this? Why this? You don't need to ask questions. Just do it. Just be obedient. Follow. Follow the spirit of God, what God is saying. Amen, somebody. It says, submit yourself. But they that watch for your soul, uh-oh, I know he watches for my soul. I know she is too, but I ain't submitting. I'm sorry. I know God told me to go get my own church. God called me to be a pastor, and that's what I'm going to do. But he did call you to be a pastor, but while you're serving up on the ministry you've under, you got to submit. God is not going to bless you when it's time to get your own ministry if you have not submit yourself up under the leadership that you're up under. Some of us don't want to submit because we thinking that we should be higher than our pastor. Uh-oh. Now, the Bible tell me, if you don't outgrow where you at, it's time for you to go. You can't come in and tell another man, woman of God, how to do their ministry. Now, you can give it, you can ask them a question. You can't come in and change stuff. You can't even say so-and-so, so-and-so. See, what happened is some of us say, oh, I don't outgrow that ministry. I don't grow my pastor. I don't grow my bishop. Oh, what are you saying? That's old. Oh man, what he's saying that he giving me hot dog. I'm over here eating rib eye steak. See, it's time for you to go. You know why? Because you not submit. It say submit yourself, for they watch for your soul as they and they that must give account. Gonna give account. You know why he said that? It's time I tell people the truth. Cry loud and spare not. Come on, somebody. He said he gonna call us leaders accountable for not telling the truth, not doing what God say do. God said he gonna hold you accountable that they may do it with joy and not with grief. But that is unprofitable for you, unhappiness. People of God, tonight we got to submit. First of all, we have to submit to God. If you don't want to submit to God, you don't want to submit to your husband, submit to your wife, you don't need to be married. The Bible says, wives, submit to your husband. It ain't about the man ain't where you at. It ain't about the wife ain't where you at. It ain't about who ain't what they at. Can you submit yourself to God first? Then your husband, then your wife, then your ministry. If you could just submit yourself to all those right there. When the time for us to be elevated, time for the big promotion, God going to go back and look and say, she was submitted. She was dedicated. She was submitted. She was dedicated. She was faithful. She paid her tithe. She paid her offering. She served. Complaining, even when things went wrong, she didn't like it, but she still served. See, God look at us first, then God allowed the leaders to go back and look over us and watch how we serve. And then God will tell the leader, it's time for her to be promoted. It's time for her to be elevated. Come on, somebody. You got to go through to get promoted. You got to go through to get elevated. Come on, somebody. You can't get elevated if you're not willing to submit. Uh-oh. You can't get elevated, promoted, if you ain't willing to serve. You got to serve. Serve. If you serve somebody else, one day somebody will be serving up. But if you're not willing to serve, you're not willing to be an usher, greeter, hospitality, clean the bathroom, vacuum the floor, sweep the floor. Don't never think your talent is you too good to do all that. The greater server is the greater blessing. God, go back and look at all the how have you been doing. See what I'm saying? We come and ask God all these things that we want God to do for us. Then God come back and ask a question. He said, when I told you to fast, you didn't do it. When I told you to pray, you didn't do it. Now, here you coming to me, asking me, God, I need a miracle right now. But he said, but when I told you to fast for 3 days, he said, guess what? You fast one day. He said, I said, fast 3 days. So guess what happened? We miss our own blessing up, our own miracles, our own breakthrough, because we didn't carry out the full fast. That's why it's so important that we listen to the voice of God, follow the instruction of God. And how you do that? Trust in the Lord. Lean not to thy own understanding. All your way, if you just not as God, he said he going to direct your path. But we got to learn how to come about your feelings. Come about your emotions. It ain't about how you feel. It ain't about how you think. Come on, somebody. I have many supers that I have talked to, and I had to tell them, baby, it's not even how you thinking. It's not about that. Enemy trying to come in between me and this certain person. I had to quickly shut the enemy mouth. I saw what he was doing. I saw what he was saying. But instead of me getting my feeling emotional, guess what I did? I saw the enemy mouth. I killed the lion in trying to put a bad seed, trying to plant things, but the wrong thing about me. It's not even about that. I'm going to tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to save you that you ain't got to go down the same road that I went down. Come on, somebody, because you might can't escape. You might not be strong enough like I was, so I'm trying to help you that you won't make the same mistake I made. Come on, somebody. We got to learn how to bear infirmity of my brother. If you love me, you ain't going to let me fall into that ditch. Come on, somebody. You love me, you ain't going to let me drown. Come on, hallelujah. Love is what love does. Come on. The Bible said when I had been overwhelmed, my heart, your boat child. He said when I had been overwhelmed, go and convert my sister and brother in a spirit of meekness and love. How you say you love me and you know I'm going through pure hell? Come on, somebody. You know I'm about to lose my mind. I'm going through a great oppressed, depressed, underpressed. Come on. And you still know what I'm going through. You won't even call me. You won't encourage me. You won't text me. You want me to go through. So you can say, oh, I already knew it. No, you in the wrong spirit. Come on. People go through something. I text them, get my text message, eat meat. I feel you. What's going on? Eat meat, I start praying, intercede, going to prayer for them. Intercede, praying. Uh-uh. I block it. I bind it. I loose it. I stand in the gap. I intercede right now in the name of Jesus. We ain't got to know what's going on. Pray. We in a person, we prayer warriors, we connect to the kingdom of God. We go into prayer, we begin to intercede for other sisters and above. The Holy Ghost download us and say, this is what they're going through. You ain't got to say a word. You are not a true intercessor. You are not a true prayer warrior. You are not a true prophetess. When they're going in, see them on your behalf. And that's how you know all you feel the effect of the prayer. Ooh, the prayers of the righteous are very much. If I say I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to pray for you. Come on, somebody. If I say I got your back, I got your back. If I say I love you, I love you. Come on, somebody. I have 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Call on the phone. Sisters and brothers, I'm already in prayer for them. I call, dial them in, connect. I'm already in there. Come on. If they don't answer the phone, I'm still praying for them anyway. Because they're going to feel their prayers. The Spirit of God is transferred. So in my closing, tonight, I don't know what kind of praise, I don't know what kind of worship, I don't know what kind of sacrifice you want to give to God, but whatever you need tonight, it's in your praise, it's in your worship, it's in your hallelujah, whatever you need tonight, women and men of God, it's in your praise, it's in your worship. Remember I said 3 things. Got your own personal praise. Come on, somebody. You got to know how to get your own personal praise. Some people don't like lifting their hands. They might don't like, saying stuff. You can praise God without opening up your mouth. You can praise God from your heart. Sometimes, especially, we just praise God in silence. Sometimes we speak stuff out in the atmosphere, and the enemy catches it. So learn how to get your own praise on. Learn to get your own radical. Learn how to get your own hallelujah, Shabbat, God. I just love God on tonight, and I pray this word tonight has blessed somebody. It helped me even the more. I got to sacrifice more. I got to be more dedicated. I got to be committed. I ain't got no other choice. What God has before me, what God is giving me, is people have assigned to me right now, and I have to reach them people, but I can't reach them if my mind is messed up. Can I be real? I can't help them if I'm going to get some of my feelings, my emotions. They got to die. We got to say, God, some stuff in me tonight, it's dying. I'm sorry. It ain't dying. It got to go. Because you know why? It's hinder you from getting where you need to get it. Some of us folks be so much ahead of them where we is right now. In the book of Galatians, it said you ran the race well. But who has you allowed to be with you? Uh-oh, that's good right there. Come on, you started out real good. It said who have you allowed to hinder you? See, he ain't saying about the end of the devil. It's like who? So what he said, I'm asking a question. Tonight, don't lie we. Don't lie you to be your biggest hindrance. Come on. You should be your biggest cheerleader, your biggest praise, your biggest amen, your biggest hallelujah. And don't nobody got no amen. You should have your own amen. You should have your own hallelujah. You should have your own thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Learn how to give God praise in spite of. I don't care who looking at you. Come on, somebody. They don't understand your praise anyway. If they don't know what you done been through and how it got you about you out, they'll be praising God with you. So don't let nobody steal your praise. Hallelujah. And I am done. Pastor E is back in your hand. Or either Pastor Terry. I'm done. God bless. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Awesome deliverance and accountability tonight. God bless you for always allowing God to use you in a mighty way. I have been blessed today, and I know many others have. I know we are at our hour limit, but we will give an opportunity if there's anybody out there that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, and something has been said today that has encouraged you to want to know more. I know Prophetess Lisa, I know myself, Pastor Terry, and our team would love to tell you how easy it is to come on over to the other side, and you could dial one right now. And we'll bring you in. Pastor Terry, come on in.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, my sister, my beautiful sister, mighty woman of God. You know what? I have been blessed tonight. I have received this word because you started off. You said we got to praise and worship him. And I was saying in my William Murphy voice, I vowed to praise him in the good and the bad. Prophet Lisa, you have delivered tonight, and I say all glory to be to God. God bless you, and I love you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. I know you have blessed everyone. Pastor Terry dial one real fast. No one else has responded. So we're going to take that as everyone has been blessed as well as we have. And go ahead and pray us out of here, woman of God. Thank you so much for being obedient to what God is saying.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. Father God, we just want to thank you for the word of God came on tonight. Father God,
thank
just
you,
want
Lord.
To encourage your people of God on tonight. That God, whatever they're going through, whatever they're facing, God, every challenge, every trials, every test and testimony they got to go through, God, let them know it's in their praise, it's in their worship. God, we thank you for this opportunity tonight that you allow us to come together on this line of tonight. God, you get the praise, you get the glory, you get the honor. I thank you for Pastor E aligned me to be a part of the Deny Network. And God, I do give him honor. Even I know he don't like to be honored, but you said get honor what honors do. And God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you again for more opportunity. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Everybody out there, have
bless
a wonderful
you.
Evening. And enjoy your evening. Tell somebody about Jesus. Good night.
Amen. Thank you so much.